Yeah, Neville here. It's May the 14th, Thursday. Third boo of the morning. This is quite astonishing. But it's amazing what you do when you're sitting, just sitting, thinking and doing stuff. So I'm sitting in Heathrow Airport Terminal 1, watching the flight board that is just kind of in front of me. Still showing delayed. It hasn't got a gate yet, so I'm just keeping my eye on it, but it should be pretty close. So I've actually spent, I guess, about the past half an hour doing some email, looking at a document, tweeting, of course, a couple of audio boos, along with my outstandingly good cafe latte from Cafe Nero. This place really is good, this particular one. Best latte I've had in ages, by the way. But I got thinking, and I tweeted this actually just now. If I've done all I needed to do today on whilst I'm on the road, online, with the iPhone and Wi-Fi, why am I lugging around a Sony Vaio laptop, which is my traveling computer? It's not as simple as that, of course, because I'm doing a presentation, so I've got a PowerPoint on here, but there's loads of documents I might need, so there's tons of Word, you know, all that stuff. But I'm obviously not going to try and replicate everything I do in the office while I'm in the office whilst I'm on the road. Although you could argue that you want to be able to do that. In other words, if you had the choice, you'd want to have that option. But be practical. So I'm on the road for a day. I'm going to be in a presentation. I've got probably an hour when I get to Edinburgh, because the flight gets in earlier than the presentation, so I've got an hour to do things. Although, as the flight's delayed, I'm wondering about that. So I think the point is that I could have, I suppose, just brought the iPhone and a memory stick with the presentation on, because the place I'm going to, they've already told me they've got the computer set up. I prefer to use my own laptop, because we're going to go online for some part of it, but I could equally do that on there. So if I was really practical, I would leave the laptop, not bring the bag, or bring maybe a very slim briefcase, much lighter too, no power supplies, nothing, and the iPhone with an adapter, and so I can plug it in, and that would be it. So on my next trip, something like this, I might think that through. Memory stick, yeah. Also, put the PowerPoint I'm going to use on my server that I can access from another computer. And I'm not sure whether there's an app that would drive a PowerPoint or a presentation from an iPhone that I could plug in an external monitor to the iPhone. There's got to be something. I'm going to look into that. So just got me thinking. And I'm looking at the notice board. No, it's still saying delayed. It's not changed yet. So pain in the ass, really, but that's one of the characteristics. It's kind of curious that the only flight delayed I can see on the board in all the flights is this one to Edinburgh. It's called Murphy's Law, I suppose. Anyway, that's some further random thinking as I'm sitting waiting for my flight to Edinburgh. That's all for now.